The title of this message is The Second Session of Judgment of God, which was delivered by our senior pastor in a special in a revival meeting in 1993. While I was preparing for this message, although, you know, we had the happy Christmas tree lighting ceremony, but, you know, I was kind of feeling sorry for you because I have to deliver this message, you know. But I hope this message will give you, you know, hope instead of fear. Through this message, please find what you're short of and make it complete as you change yourself. That's my hope. In the first session, I looked into the sin of disobedience to Father God. Through the disobedience of Adam and Eve, sin entered us, and through that, we were cursed. So Father God said to us, in toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. The only way to be freed from this curse is to follow the word of Father God, which is the truth, and act by it to resemble the lost image of Father God. Second, Father God said, I will blot you out on the surface of the earth. The judgment comes onto this earth when the whole country is full of sin and evil, an individual committed sin, and third, those Christians committed sin. I'll continue this message from the part where I, you know, left off last time. And I'm going to tell you about, you know, why Father God said every thought in our heart is evil. Genesis 6:5 is saying that the sin and evil is rampant in the world. If you think of history, you can see the whole world is evil. For example, think about the Jewish massacre, which, you know, carried by Nazis in Germany. Back then, you know, Hitler became the prime minister, and the whole people loved it. January 30th of 1933, he became the head of Germany. He had idea of an anti-Judaism because he found the cause of misfortune not only in Germany but also in other countries from Jewish people. He made a speculation that Jewish people tried to conquer the media and in the finance. So he began in a massacre. You can find that massacre took place in Germany, Austria, Poland, in Hungary, and in Russia. More than 6 million Jewish people died from heavy labor, torture, hunger, and murder. Many of them were killed in the gas chamber, naked, and they were buried alive. However, in the end, Hitler, who committed this kind of sin, committed suicide, and Germany became, Germany lost the at war, and many war criminals, changed their names to hit themselves. However, they were, arrested, and then they were killed. And think about the Korean War in Korean history. Even though some people lived in the same village, they reported, each other to the police. He was the leader of this village. He is the police. His brother is a police officer. They reported against their own brothers, neighbors, or relatives to kill each other, to survive that time. In the days of Noah, people got married, they drank, they committed sin. The world was full of sin and evil. So Father God felt sorry, and he blotted out the surface of the earth. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Whole earth was covered by water. This flood killed every man, except Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives. When sin and evil was rampant in Sodom and Gomorrah, Father God sent brimstone and fire to judge the people on the land. It is written in Genesis 19. So you can see Father God blotted those evil people out from the surface of the earth. But Father God, in a promise that he would not judge the world with water to Noah, so there was no great flood after that. However, Father God worked through famine, earthquake, or other diseases. However, just as our Lord mentioned the signs of the end time in Matthew 24, you can find many news of disasters and diseases, just as our senior pastor mentioned in the beginning of this year. Father God works and judges each individual according to what they've done. And we can find many such examples. Now, those in judgment, was faced by even non-believers. Even though some people lived long, in the end, they were greatly tortured and they were judged for what they've done. Well, those who lived a good life, most of them live a happy life in the end. And they died happily, most of them. However, those evil people who committed so many sins, who had, such great evil in their hearts, their later life was full of, diseases and, many misfortunes. Well, just like Paul and Peter, they were righteous people who didn't live long. However, their death was righteous death, so they would shine like sun in heaven. If you think of the history, there were many people who gave, remonstrance to their kings, but they died early. However, it was not their misfortune. It's really important how to die. They were not, killed for their, evil deeds. They just lived a short life, but their death was very valuable. About 4,000 years ago, many people of this earth lived like many hundreds of years. But now, people cannot even longer than 100 years. Nowadays, people do not believe in God. They worship idols. They have their own idols to follow. They are full of lust, and it affects their own children. They eat and they drink. They take, drugs. They become hostile to each other, they hate each other, and they are corrupt. However, I was told that there was newly discovered in a drug. And when they eat it, they bite each other, just like, zombies do in movies. As you can see, the whole world is getting more and more evil, and people are getting more and more evil too. However, there is beginning and the end by God, for sure. As God judged the world at Noah's time, and sin is rampant, the time of punishment is coming near. But today is the time. The world is full of sin and evil. Jesus answered in Matthew 24, verses 12 to 14, when his disciples asked the signs of the end time, or when the Lord would come back. He said, "Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come." The world of today is full of lawlessness, and people's love got cold. There is no love between husband and wife or brothers and sisters. I once had a conversation with the teacher of Sunday school. As we grew up, you know, we used to have many siblings, right? So we used to, you know, share what we had. Just think about my family. Let's say Pastor Myung Lee got in the pocket money. Then she always, you know, share that money together with me and Pastor Soojin Lee. In case of, you know, $1,000, we cannot divide like $3.33, right? So we used to share together, evenly. We used to share like this, and then I got my clothes from my sister, Pastor Myung Lee. But nowadays, think about children. Let's say parents in 20s or in 30s, they don't have many siblings. They were raised alone in their family. So, and even parents do not share what they have with their children. So, the teacher said, you know, he asked his parents to share food among, you know, the classmates. There were parents that, you know, the food that I am preparing for is only for my kid. Why should I share this food with other children? You know, there were parents like that. And then, you know, the children also respond like that. Why should I share my food with others? Why do I have to give mine to others? The teacher told me about that. So when I heard it, I realized that, you know, children are growing up in a family alone. So they don't have any habit of, you know, sharing food or whatever they got. So there are many individuals nowadays. So I thought that we surely have to teach even young children to, you know, how to share, how to give, how to serve, how to, you know, take the advantage of others, benefit of others. But this world now is full of individuals who, you know, think of their benefit only. So they're, you know, they don't know and they haven't learned how to share what they have. They just live their lives, you know, as they see fit. So we are seeing the end of this time. So the love grows cold. Think about this country. There are many, we can find easily, you know, corrupt police officers, soldiers, politicians, even in our neighbors, even in this church. Where can we find love that Father God mentioned? The whole world is so full of sin and evil. Mamin, we learned sacrifice and love from our senior pastor. But it's time for us now to ask ourselves where it is now. The world is so full of sin and evil. People commit evil. People commit sin, but they don't know it is sin. Even before they get married, they have, you know, sexual affair, but they don't know it is sin. Since they are in darkness, even though they find some spot on their body, they don't know it is dirt. It is dirty. As you can see, lawlessness is rampant in the world. Sin and evil is rampant in the world. So people do not recognize even though they eat and drink sin. There is no distinction between sinness and goodness and evil. So where can we find goodness and love? About 30 years ago, if there are people who committed adultery, they were kicked out from the village. Nowadays, nobody mentioned about it. Even parents do not, you know, punish their children who commit such a sin. They think, you know, even when people live together before marriage, it is quite unacceptable. Back then, you know, we got no wall, we got no, you know, gate, but we trusted each other. Nowadays, people don't do that. Our Lord said it, so because lawlessness increased, most people's love will grow cold. Because evil entered and love departed. We can find love only when we have no sin and evil. However, since our heart is filled with sin and evil, no love grows cold. Ask yourself whether you have love, whether you can sacrifice your own brother, your neighbor. Just as our Lord said, we gotta look back on ourselves. Do you serve your brothers and sisters? Aren't you arrogant? Aren't you ask others to recognize you or to serve you? Only when someone kills another or steals something do people call it sin. Since love grows cold, people feel sad because they cannot trust each other. When people of good conscience look at this world, they feel sad. So think about our Father God, who is spotless. Since sin and evil is rampant in this world, Father God cannot but judge this world. Now, let me tell you about man's heart, which Father God said is full of evil. Since people's heart is evil, their thoughts are evil too. So, people pursue their own benefit. They have, you know, lewd thoughts. They use all kinds of methods to earn money. Even among Christians, they say, Lord, Lord, and they go to church. However, they don't cast off evil from their hearts, but they live in sin. Why do we worship God? Why do we listen to God's word? To know Father God's heart and will. Once we know Father God's heart and will, then we gotta act by it. We gotta practice it. To follow Father God's heart and will. Well, the will of God is that your soul and spirit prosper and that you live healthy lives. When your spirit and soul are getting along well, everything will be prosperous. However, since spirit and soul are not getting along well, in other words, since soul becomes the master of your spirit, you just live your life as you see fit. The spirit should be the master. But now, in most people, the soul became their master of the spirit. So people live their lives for their own benefit. They live in untruth, not in the righteousness of God. When people follow desire of the Holy Spirit, their soul should obey the Spirit. However, since the soul becomes the master, the soul takes over the control of the body. However, once people are born and reborn again through water and Holy Spirit, their spirit got revived. Then the Holy Spirit will inspire our heart. However, if there is evil in our heart, the spirit will be ignored. Say, the desire of the flesh is to hate someone. It is governed by the enemy, devil, and Satan. It is untruth. Since the desire of the flesh controls our heart, we do untruth, such as in hatred or ill feelings. This is the works of the soul. That's the result of spirit and soul not getting along well. To make this order correct, we have to listen to the word of God. We have to find untruth in our heart and cast it off and become the man of truth, spirit, and man the Father God wants us to be. In order to do that, we have to diligently listen to the word of God and obey it. If you know, nowadays, I hear these kind of stories. And I ask people, in Manmin especially. Of course, Father God is alive. However, among people, I ask myself, where is God? Where is truth? Many, many years, Manmin have listened to the word of God. They learned what love is. And we learned from the example of our senior pastor. We worked so hard to change our heart by love and goodness. But Sometimes we find ourselves losing that goodness and love. So it's time for you to ask yourself by the standard of the word of truth. Just as in Deuteronomy chapter 28 said, we will receive blessing when we go out or when we come in. We will become the head, not the tail. We will not face any disasters or tests. The enemy devil and Satan will run away from us in seven ways. And we will receive blessing wherever we are, in our family, in our workplace or business. However, there are people who don't listen to this word of God. They just pretend as if they heard it. They don't practice it. They just became the churchgoers. But they say, Lord, Lord, and they think they are saved. Not all people in the sheep of Mammon can be saved. When their sheep you know, face great wave, that's the time when people see whether they truly trusted and believed in the captain of the sheep. There are people who got out of the sheep. There are people who look for their own benefit inside the sheep. There was a movie called Titanic, and there were magicians who played the hymn, Nearer, My God, to Thee. In the moment when they faced the last moment of their life on Titanic, they did their duty until the last moment. They didn't care to save their lives. They just did their duty as musicians of the ship, and they died along with the ship. Even though it was a movie, I was touched by them. And it was a great understanding, moment of understanding. Well, around that time, we called Manmin as a ship of Manmin. Then, when we face typhoon or great disasters or tests, we can surely find our true self, whether we truly trusted our shepherd. That's what I thought. However, the ship of Manmin will not sink, just like in a Titanic. Until we welcome our Lord, our bridegroom, we will march on along with our senior pastor until we get to New Jerusalem. So Christians who are living a lukewarm life should repent now. Father God accepts our service when we give it in spirit and truth. And such people will live differently every day. They will be different from the last week, the last month, or last year. And they will give out the fragrance of Jesus Christ. Those, you know, even though we don't see our senior pastor now, right now, the word of God that he delivered is still alive now. The power of our shepherd is in this Manmin. The love of Father God, the fact that Father God is with us, still in this Manmin. However, from time to time, we can find people who live their lives as if God is not in this church, or the power disappeared in this church. If you are one of them, repent and recover your faith and trust in Father God and the shepherd. Those who used to live in darkness should come out to light. Those who lived in evil will live their lives in goodness. Those who used to hate people changed into the man who give, who sacrifice themselves, who love. It was all done as we learned the word of truth from our shepherd.
아까운데 살던 사람이 성 가운데 나와 있을 것입니다. 미워하던 사람이 이제 주는 사람, 희생하는 사람, 사랑하는 사람으로.
There are those who will work hard to live by the commandments of Father God. Our Lord Jesus Christ surely said, only those who act by the will of Father God can go to heaven. Even in the Bible, those with goodness, those who always sought the will of God, found and recognized Messiah. Among many God-believing people, only the shepherds knew that Jesus was born. There were Anna and Simeon, who were good, who revered God, and they recognized baby Jesus. However, there were scribes and Pharisees who believed in the same God, who said, you know, they kept the law. However, they didn't recognize baby Jesus. Even though it was prophesied in the Bible the Messiah would come, even though they taught the word to many people, Pharisees and scribes didn't recognize the Lord. Isn't it strange? Jesus would be born in Israel. He was born there. He was crucified in their land. However, Jewish people still waiting for Messiah. But we are living our Christian lives, believing in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Those who receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit can recognize. When you read the Word of God in original language, like in Hebrew, or interpret the Word of God in a fleshly sense, but that does not mean that you can understand the will of Father God. Those who truly lived in God could recognize baby Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. Scribes and Pharisees lived in evil. The shepherds lived in goodness. That was the result. That was the fact. They lived in unrighteous lives. So Father God said, every intent of thoughts of man's heart is evil. So what is contained in your heart decides everything. Whether you have goodness or evil in your heart, whether you have truth or untruth is in your heart, decides whether you can understand the goodwill of Father God. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of this life are the knowledges of the world. When you have them, every intent of your heart is evil. So your plan is evil. Your actions would be evil. Since your heart is not the heart of God or heart of the Lord, you are instigated by the Satan. And when it goes worse, you do the works of the devil. In the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when the angels of God entered the city, the citizens of those cities tried to commit adultery with them by arresting them. Their hearts were already evil. However, it is the same today. Many people say the time is near when our Lord comes back. Since sin and evil is rampant in the world, love grew cold, there is unlawlessness and unrighteousness. People surely say we live in the end time. Do Christians know that it is time that our Lord will come back soon? If they truly believe, they will adorn themselves to welcome the Lord. They will adorn themselves as bride of the Lord. They will prepare oil. However, their deeds are not so. They got envious. They got jealous. They hate each other. They persecute each other. They put evil upon evil. Even Christians do unrighteous act, unlawless act. They don't live by the word of God. Even Christians do not believe in God. They live their lives in unrighteousness. They pursue their own pleasure. They think about all evils. Their spirit and body got become sick. They always think about how to get or earn money, how to steal others, steal something that belongs to others. They become arrogant. They ignore inferiors. They have greed for money, fame, and honor. As you can see, when they have evil intent in their heart, their actions become evil. When you think of evil people, you can see their plans were evil too. When people have evil plans in their heart, they put that into practice. Since they got evil in their heart, whenever they listen or see something, they think of evil plan in their hearts and they practice it. They got evil scheme and they put that into evil action. Through TV or through various media, through parents or brothers and sisters or through neighbors, whatever they see, hear, and do, all fall into untruth. And they learn them. And they grew like that. So as they grow up, evil. They become evil. Even children are evil. In their posture or the way of speaking, they don't respect their parents anymore. They don't obey anymore. We can see they're all evil in their actions or in their thoughts. There were people who were 10 years younger than I am. And then she was saying that they are so rude. She was saying that to a man who was 10 years younger than she was. I thought she was rude. And she was telling another sister, she is rude. So I thought to myself that, well, this generations after generations, I'm pretty sure that my parent generation would think we were rude too. All this, now, our shepherd leads us, right? He has led us. Well, whenever he deals with people who are older than he was or who are younger than he is, he just has served everyone. He loves everyone. He, you know, has taken care of others all the time. So those who dealt with senior pastor became like that. Now, if you think someone is rude, then you have to know that you were rude to him. And that was the beginning of your change. So even in this world, even in a church, you can find people are getting more and more sin and evil out of their, you know, individualism, right? If you think about the truth all the time, then you can find reasons of your actions and a cause of, you know, changing it. When the word of Father God, the truth becomes your standard in your action or thoughts, then you can embrace many people. It's not easy to find goodness in the world. Recently, I had a meeting with other, you know, pastors, and I had this conversation. There are many different kind of people. When they all go to senior pastor, they are united as one. They don't blame each other. However, there are people who couldn't get along well if they are not in the shepherd. Now, where that, you know, power came from? That's the love of our shepherd, right? We grew up all differently, even our sisters. But we become one whenever we gather together for our shepherd. We have different personalities. We're all different from each other. But we are one. I think you are too. Out of your love for our shepherd, in the will of Father God, we can all become one. But it's hard to find goodness in the world. Even though there are many churches, we cannot find goodness in them. Since the world is full of sin and evil, we can see that it is time for God to judge. God felt sad when the intent of every man's heart is evil, and he blotted man from the face of the earth. And it is even worse compared to the days of Noah. Science developed. There were so many things are flourish, but people are more evil than before. Noah was righteous man, except Noah and his family. He killed every man, every living things on the face of the earth, and bird, even the birds in the sky. Nowadays, the world is full of sin and evil. We know that it is end time. Even though it is not the end time, every people will face judgment in their, and finally. When Father God judges people, or when people die, they face their judgment. When we can find our names in the book of life, we will be receiving judgment of reward. But those who are not written in the book of life will be judged and receive punishment. Father God said, we would be rewarded according to what we have done. We will receive rewards accordingly. Some people will shine like the sun. Some will receive glory as shine like, you know, which is shining like the moon or stars. However, those who don't believe will fall into eternal hell of fire. They receive the judgment of death. Those who do unrighteous thing cannot escape from judgment. So what should we do? We should not learn this generation, which is full of evil and sin. We have to renew our heart. And we gotta change. As we become God's people, we have to renew our heart to cast off old habits. Just as Apostle Paul said, I die daily, we gotta die to the flesh every day. We gotta renew ourselves with the Word of God, fill our heart with the truth, and live in the light. We have to resemble Father God to become His true children. And we have to accept change. We have to be awakened and worship God. We should not belong to this world, but we have to live by the Word of God. Everything we do under the sun is in vain, right? Everything we do under the sun will vanish like fog. They will all disappear. However, Ecclesiastes said that it is our duty to revere God. Without it, there will be judgment. If we fall, I mean, recently, I look at those flowers in vase. Recently, I thought that I didn't like the flowers anymore, especially on that day. A few days later, you know, because, you know, I could smell, you know, very, in a foul odor from the flower, because, you know, those flowers were withering in the vase. They were dying. in the vase. So the fragrance, when he was alive, he was giving a very beautiful, you know, fragrance. Someone, you know, gave me that flower. Then I said, well, don't give me flower anymore, okay? Well, that's what I thought, because, you know, after I saw the flower, you know, decaying. The flower without life, or everything belongs to flesh, they're all in vain, right? That's the moment I realized it again. When people, we live in God, right? So whatever we do will be rewarded in heaven. So everything we do under God is not in vain. That's why we work so hard. However, there are people who fall to hell. So whatever they do under the sun is in vain. What do they live their life for? What do they earn money for? What do they study for over 20 years for? What do they work hard for? For fame? For honor? What for? This is not the question I give to you, because you march on toward the heaven, right? But there are people who do all their best for fame and honor, for things of this earth. But when they go to hell, everything they have done is in vain. If they don't live by the word of God, they will be judged and they will fall into hell. And they will suffer in the fire. So what? Why did they do that? You gotta realize this. You gotta make everything you have done on this earth be in vain. Instead, whatever you do should be valuable, should be recognized by Father God, should change into reward in heaven. Everything you do on this earth, especially those who want to be recognized, well, don't try to do your job to be recognized by others. Okay? Just as we were told many times, well, as I was growing up, I'm sorry to say this, but Mrs. Bonglin Lee, right after we started this church, she wanted to receive praise from senior pastor. But he said, if you fall to hell, I mean, senior pastor said, would you receive my praise and don't receive any reward in heaven? That's what senior pastor said. So I said, wow, if I receive praise on this earth, it will not become reward in heaven. Of course, when we receive, praise for whatever we've done in the Lord, will turn into, rewards. But if you do something only to be recognized by others, or only to receive praise on this earth, it won't be your rewards in heaven. But whatever you do for Father God's kingdom, out of your love for Father God, out of love for this church, then Father God will count them. He receives, report from angels that guard us. And they will all turn into beautiful rewards, and they will decorate our houses in heaven. So, don't enjoy receiving praises on this earth. If you're wise, you should love to be rebuked or reproached. Well, Father God will reward us according to what we have done on this earth, surely. Father God will say, my son, my daughter, you've done well. You have endured well. Don't you want to receive this kind of praise from Father God? However, If you're not living by the will of God, then it's time for you to check your heart, repent and turn back this time. When a sinner repents and turns back, Father God is so pleased. And heavenly hosts and angels will respond to it. Father God will not remember your sin, just as east is far from the west. Even in this world, which is full of sin and evil, as you follow the truth and go to way of heaven, which will give you eternal life. Now, you should not go against the will of God. Even though you know God through the words, those who truly believe will not live their lives against the will of Father God. Only they can accomplish the righteousness of Father God. Well, let's look into the cases that people act against one another. When people, act against each other, then it is sad. For example, there was a man when this Korea was under the colony, was the Japanese colony. Japanese government tried to take everything from this country, even our language. So many people became the patriarchs. There were people who made a great plan to act against Japanese government. However, before the Act D-Day, someone betrayed them, among them. And he reported all the people of the group to Japanese police. They were all arrested. Think about a poor couple. They loved each other. They got plans. Now they were going to save their meal to buy their own house. They worked hard to earn money and save money. Now it was time for them to be able to buy a decent house. Now, the husband became addicted to gambling, and he wasted all their saved money in gambling. Can you imagine the heart of the wife? The wife must have wanted to give up her own life. Even inside family, there are people who don't live for each other. There are people who act against each other. Think about yourself, whether you act against the will of your parent or your brother or sister or your father, sister, and eventually broke in a peace among you. Through this message, remember them, repent of them, and turn back. And this moment will be a very valuable moment for you. When, there are people who gather their will, but later they betray each other. And it becomes a tragedy. Now, think about our God. When people live their lives against the will of Father God, what would happen? Heaven is full of love and goodness. When people live against the will of Father God, they cannot go to heaven. What if those people who act against the will of Father God go to heaven? What kind of place the heaven will be? When people live against the will of Father God, they cannot escape judgment. Well, there were Israelites who escaped from Egypt. Well, they witnessed 10 plagues on Egypt. This is the example of idol worshiping. Israelites who escaped from Egypt witnessed 10 plagues on Egypt. They witnessed the Red Sea departed, and they knew God is alive. However, even though they witnessed the works of God, even though they knew God was alive, when Moses went to mountain for 40 days to receive 10 commandments, Israelites couldn't wait for him. They made golden calf and worshipped it. They acted against the will of God. So as you can see in Exodus 30-28, the sons of Levi did as Moses instructed, and about 3,000 men of the people fell that way. About 3,000 people died. There are people among Christians. They give rights. Some people say, you know, believe in my fist instead of God. There are people like that. They give right with, you know, head of a swine on their the table. As you can see in the First Chronicles 5, chapter 5, verse 25-26, you can see that the Israelites committed sin before God, and God moved the heart of the king of Assyria, and Israel was invaded. Eventually, northern Israel was destroyed by Assyria, and southern Judah was destroyed by Babylon out of their sin. So, if you ever worshipped idols, you gotta surely repent and turn back. And now there are people who, you know, act against the one who set up by God. You can find in Israelites who acted against Moses. Numbers 16 verses 1 to 3 says, "Now Korah the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took action. And they rose up before Moses, together with some of the sons of Israel, 250 leaders of the congregation, chosen in the assembly, men of renown. They assembled together against Moses and Aaron, and said to them, 'You have gone far enough, for all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is in their midst. So why do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?'" And verses 31 to 35 says, As he finished speaking all these words, the ground that was under them split open, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, and their household and all the men who belonged to Korah with their possessions. So they and all that belonged to them went down alive to Sheol, and the earth closed over them, and they perished from the midst of their assembly. All Israel who were around them fled at their outcry, for they said, "The earth may swallow us up." Fire also came forth from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering the incense. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram stood against Moses along with 250 leaders. Since the leaders did like this, it was not a trivial matter. Moses was chosen by God, and he was their leader. They had to overcome their difficulties, united as one. Eventually, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram and their households were eaten by the earth, which split open under them. And the leaders, 250 leaders were consumed by fire from God. Acting against the leader who was set up by God is like in acting against God. So they faced miserable death. So you gotta ask yourself whether you acted against God. If you acted against your guidance pastor or, you know, parish pastor or any servant of God, it is to act against God. The servant who was set up by God teaches people according to the order of God. So if you disobey it, it is to disobey God. Since Israelites acted against Moses, who was the horse servant of God, they were not forgiven by God. They said, "Why do you exalt yourself?" However, Moses was chosen by God. If you read Numbers chapter 12, Moses' brother Aaron and his sister Miriam stood against Moses. They said, you know, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us as well?" However, Father God got angry, and Moses' sister Miriam, you know, got in a leper. When his brother Aaron and sister repented and asked prayer to his brother Moses, Moses gave prayer on behalf of them, and they were forgiven. Numbers 12, chapter 12, clearly tells us why Moses was greatly loved by Father God. He was very humble, more than any man on the face of the earth. He was faithful in all God's household. So God said, "If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, shall make myself known to him in a vision. I shall speak with him in a dream, but not so with my servant Moses." So, such beloved servant was criticized by you, so I cannot forgive you. That's what God said. However, you gotta know that it only applies to the one who lives according to the will of God and who teaches the will of God. But if there are people who teaches against the will of Father God, you should not follow that in the pastor. Okay? Only the pastor who obeys the will of God and teaches the will of God is the one you should obey. Now, unlike those who stood against God, there was a lady who acted by the will of God. There was a Gentile woman who knew the will of God. Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and they were about to conquer the city of Jericho. Now, in that city of Jericho, there was a lady by the name of Rahab. Even though she was not an Israelite, she knew that God was with Israel. She knew the secret. Actually, Father God didn't destroy the Amorites who settled down in Canaan land. Genesis 15:16 says, "Then in the fourth generation they will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete." However, once the iniquity of the Amorite became full and complete, they were destroyed. They were destroyed by Israelites. And Rahab knew how Father God worked. She hid spies of Israelites. So when the city of Jericho was conquered by Israelites, she and her household were saved. So we have to come close to Father God, live by His will. And we have got to solve all our problems. Just like this wise Rahab, we should never act against the will of Father God. Now think about Elisha. He communicated with God. He was God's chosen servant. However, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 23 and 24 says, "Then he went up from there to Bethel, and as he was going up by the way, young lads came out from the city and mocked him and said to him, 'Go up, you bold head, go up, you bold head.' When he looked behind him and saw them, he cursed them in the name of the Lord. And two female bears came out of the woods and tore up 42 lads of their number." Elisha was on his way to Bethel. However, there were children who mocked him. You know, so Elisha cursed them, and bears, you know, killed those, 42 children. You know, they were all torn down by two bears, right? 42 of them. So can you imagine how, you know, what, you know, Elisha thought? He couldn't bear with it. So here you can see that the blessing and curse by the servant guaranteed by God, you know, clearly comes like that. So cursing a servant of God is like, you know, cursing God himself. It is acting against the will of God. So even though Elisha cursed them, it is not sin before God. Elisha could freely choose whether he would curse them or bless them. However, he chose to curse them. Well, just as our shepherd said, you know, if he had even greater love, you know, he would not have, you know, cursed those children. He would rather, you know, bless, he would rather use his mercy. So people would surely be, you know, destroyed when they acted against men of God. So you should never neglect or disobey a man who is granted by God. Abram was greatly loved by Father God, and he was called a friend to God. So God said, those who bless Abram would be blessed. Those who curse, you know, Abram would be cursed. That's what Father God said. So if you curse or speak ill of a servant of God, or, you know, give false witness to the servant of God, they will surely receive disasters or diseases or punishment of God because they acted against the will of God. So those, so if you ever disobey the servant of God who was chosen by Father God, should repent and turn back, just as you learned in this church. There were people who cursed God's only begotten Son Jesus and crucified him. They said, his blood shall be on us and on our children. They even persecuted disciples of the Lord. And the city of Jerusalem was completely destroyed by the Roman Empire. And about more than, you know, 1.1 million Jewish people died there. They were scattered all over the world. Just like it was prophesied in the Old Testaments. Just like, you know, our Lord said. Jesus' clothes was, you know, torn down into four pieces, right? The spiritual meaning of it is that, you know, the Israelites would be scattered around the world. Those Jewish people received all kinds of mocking and persecution. And eventually, they faced a terrible massacre by Hitler. More than 6 million people were killed in various cruel methods. Why? Because their ancestors said, his blood shall be on us and on our children. The result of acting against the will of God is so terrible like this. However, even though they were killed or became the victim of great massacre in the days of Hitler, they didn't repent. They didn't know why they received such curse. They should have recognized that their ancestors said, you know, his blood, Jesus' blood would be on them and their children. You know, when Jewish people were killed, their death was so miserable. When people die, you know, they don't die in naked, right? However, when Jewish people died, most of them were naked and died. Once there was a movie called, you know, Schindler's List. It was about the Jewish massacre. Why did it take place? Those Israelites proved the Bible. They killed Jesus naked, crucified him naked. Jesus took all those in the mock rings and shame. But the ancestors said that, you know, the blood of Jesus would be on them and on their children. They naked their king, so they received that curse. The Bible clearly tells about it us. So we should never act against the will of Father God, but we gotta live by the will of God. Now, in the order that was set up by God, we gotta be united as one. We gotta love each other. We gotta serve each other. It is the moment now. So we have to gather our hearts together until we see the great blessing. We gotta march on with one heart. Now let's talk about the people who were punished by acting against God's will. Balaam, he was a prophet. People of Moab asked Balaam to curse Israelites. So Balaam asked God, should I curse them or not? He was able to communicate with God, so that's why he asked God. Then God said, don't go with them. So Balaam said to Moabites, you know, I will not go with them, go with you. Of course, you know, Israelites were loved by Father God. So God said, you know, don't go with them and don't curse Israelites. But out of his greed, you know, he asked God. So as you can see, God said, don't go with them. However, the king of Moab sent more jewels, more bribes, more offerings, and asked him to pray to God again. So Balaam asked God again. Even though God told him, don't go with Moabites, out of his greed for money, he asked God again. Then Father God gave him free will. However, Father God was already angry because Balaam disobeyed God. The end of disobedience is death. However, God wanted to make him realize through the donkey that Balaam was riding on. The donkey even spoke man's word. Can't you imagine? Father God's heart was hurt when there were people who act against the will of God. Well, Balaam was eventually killed. Now ask yourself whether you live against the will of Father God. You gotta examine yourself. There are cases that, you know, someone asks your opinion and you answer. But he asks the same question again. In the conversation, you know, people give answer to those, you know, questions. However, they are asked again. Now, you gotta know why people ask again. When your answer does not correspond to what they want to receive, when they seek for their own benefit, they ask you questions again to make your answer correspond or to be identical to your own answer. Well, I'm not saying it is a sin or something, but let me tell you this. Because you can examine yourself in your everyday life. Say, someone, you know, asks me, I will treat you. What do you like? So I said, I like, you know, kimchi stew. Of course I love it. It's one of my favorite. I like kimchi stew. Then she says, well, except that. Well, you eat it every day, so not, you know, except in the kimchi stew. Well, I like that. Well, why don't you eat this? Eventually, you know, I told her that, you know, what I like. But she asks me, you know, again and again. And then she's saying that, you know, you can, you know, eat kimchi stew every day. Why don't you eat something special? Why does she ask me? She just wants to do whatever she wanted to do. I'm not saying it is a sin. However, you can examine yourself from this example. Between parents and children, between brothers and sisters, you do this, but you don't realize it. Even from this little action, you can see whether you pursue and follow the will of God. As you, you know, from this example alone. Senior pastor said, even though, you know, he serves even a young child, he asks us and he just acts according to our answer. Once we say, you know, like, we want to eat this, then he just wants to eat whatever we want to eat, whatever we want to eat. And the one, when we change our plan, and he says, didn't you say you wanted to eat this? And Mrs. Bonin Lee always tries to, you know, cook, you know, best food for him, right? So, but however, once he thinks that he wants, you know, he would eat whatever, you know, what we want to eat, then his mind is set. Well, we can easily change our mind to, for our benefit, not for others' benefit. You know, we can ask, you know, you can eat this every day. Why don't you try this special one? This one is better. But they ask me questions again and again. Eventually, until, you know, eventually they get what they want. Well, of course, you know, if there are people who, who give their own, you know, opinion, the peace would be broken. But, you know, they don't want to break in the peace, so they ask me questions. Well, when we go to senior pastor, we want to do this. And the senior pastor will say, well, wouldn't it be better this way? He's not giving orders. But don't you think it would be better? But, you know, we, you know, give explanation. Well, I think this one is better. So I think, you know, what we thought was better than what you just said to us. Then once, you know, senior pastor says, okay, do whatever according to your original plan, then we turn around and we say, we obeyed senior pastor. If you have a heart of, you know, obedience, then once you receive answer from someone, then you gotta know that was the answer, then you just act according to it. However, since you don't have a heart of, you know, you are not ready to obey, you ask questions again and again, and adding some explanation until you get the answer that you wanted to receive. Balaam just got the free will, but it was not the will of God. Well, it is more so when you're about to obey to your superior. You already, you know, I mean, your superior gave you free will to make peace with you. But you act just like, you know, you do something, you know, just as, you know, superior wanted, which is against the original story. Even though the Holy Spirit inspires your heart, if it is not according to your will, then you disobey Him. Let's say, someone got sick, and she comes to me. What should I do? I got sick like this. Well, according to God's will, live by the will of God. And she says, I want to go to hospital.
뜻을 알고 있지만 하나님의 뜻보다 자기 생각을 저기 자기 마음을 자기가 원하는 대로 더 하고 싶은 마음이
Now she goes to another pastor. The pastor says, "Why don't you go to hospital?"
그 상대는 그분의 마음을 알아서 그러면 병원에 가세요라고
What I'm saying is that even though she counsels to many pastors, she is very satisfied only when a certain pastor gives the answer according to her heart. She says, "No, that pastor, you know, said, you know, I could go to hospital." Well, that's the answer she wanted to receive. That's not true. That's not truth. That's not the will of God. She just wanted to go to, you know, hospital. So when people ask me questions like that, then I ask back to them, do you want me to give you the answer that you want to hear? Or do you want me to get the answer that Father God wants? Let's say, if you are ready to obey the will of the Holy Spirit, if you make an effort to that, the Holy Spirit will inspire your heart even more strongly. However, if you disobeyed once or twice and three times, the Holy Spirit will not talk to you. You cannot even listen to Him. The result? Your life will be difficult. The fleshly way seems to be very easy to do, but it will eventually make your spiritual life more difficult. And you are going to forsake your faith. And later, it is difficult to recover your faith back. So you have to examine yourself whether you listen to the fleshly thought or the voice of the Holy Spirit. You got to examine yourself. Well, when I look at people around us, there are people surely who act according to fleshly thoughts or people's thought, not the will of God. But we have learned the word of God and will of God, and we gotta live according to it. Then we will be able to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and we will be guided by Him. Now let me give you another example. Chief Priest Eli. In 2 Samuel chapter 2, there was a story about the chief priest Eli. He became the Eli when the days of judges were over. His two sons were so evil. They touched the offerings to God, and they committed adultery, who served in the temple of God. However, Eli reproached them, but he didn't take any actions against his own sons. Eventually, his sons were killed in a battle, and upon hearing it, he fell down from the chair, and his neck was broken. If a parents prepared a very special food for a special guest, then their children should not touch it. However, if children stole the food, it is so evil, right? So, Chief Priest Eli didn't do right action, didn't take right action. He didn't teach his children well. So because of that sin, you know, his neck was broken and he died. There are people who committed adultery, who live against the order of God. And there are people who tolerate it. And they gotta know that they are just like Eli. Those who live against the order of God are like, you know, sons of Eli. The sons of Eli touched the offerings to God. They took the tithes and thanks offerings given to God. And you should never do that. You know? Haven't you ever did the same thing just like, you know, Eli's two sons did? Think about the word of God in Malachi. When you don't offer the whole tithe and offerings, what does God say to you? He says, you're a thief. You stole something that belongs to God. You call Lord, Lord, and you sing praises. However, if you don't give full tithe, God said it is stealing. And the country, family, workplace, or business, the curse would be upon them. If you set aside something for God, then you should never change your mind. Let's say you wanted to give this lamb. But if there is a lamb, better lamb, even though there is a better lamb, don't change your mind. You just give what you originally intended. If you want to give even better lamb, then you got to give both of them. You got to understand the spiritual meaning of it. Let's say you put, you know, offerings into that envelope already. Now, you found even a better note than the note even inside the envelope. You shouldn't change it. You just want to give a better note, right? Then you have to give this one and that one, both of them. That's the will of God. You cannot use what belongs to Father God at your own disposal, okay? It is stealing as well if you waste the money which should be used for different purpose. Those who work in a department which takes care of the church finance, they should know exactly where the money, God's money is used. This message was delivered by a senior pastor in 1993. We have learned the will of God and the word of God. Then, we should have obeyed. We should have discerned. Even though it is more beneficial, if you change your mind, it is stealing as well. Especially if you touch something that belongs to God, then you are not better than Judas Iscariot. It is grave sin. There are people who steal the offerings that the congregation gave to God. And it is not better than the two sons of Eli, which can be never forgiven. Our shepherd said, I'm a servant of God. I'm a senior pastor of this church, but I have never touched even a penny that was given to God. Why? How can I steal something that belongs to God? I can't. I can never. You should never steal something that belongs to God. That's what our senior pastor said. Even though you have nothing to do with church finance, there is a money even in your group that is given to God, then you gotta never touch it for your own benefit. Let's say you use the restroom paper or any envelope or electricity or air conditioner. You gotta be careful with what you use in this church, whether you use it when it is really necessary. Let's say in a huge room, there are only one, you or your friend. But you turn on the air conditioner or heater in a huge room. Isn't it? Don't you think it is waste? Since it belongs to Father God, you gotta be careful what you do. Let's say you got $10, which was collected by your group members in your group. Now, you gotta pay $1 That's for your utility. Can you do that? No way. People said you would not receive any electricity because you haven't paid for months. But you got, you know, $10 in your group, in your pocket. But you say, well, I can just, you know, give a dollar for my utility and I can, you know, put $1 back. Father God said it is stealing. You should never touch something that belongs to God. You should never use it and then recover it later. If there is a certain place the money should be used, but if you use the money for something else, then you will be neglected by Father God. I have a testimony by a brother named Song Ki-taek. Let me read it. He wrote, "This is my testimony of getting a job. I thought I was a good Christian, but I didn't give full tithe. I was, you know, trying to get a job. In 2017, I worked so hard, and I submitted an application beginning from 2018. But there was no call from many companies. Then I heard Pastor Esther Chung's message, 'Do not steal.' And I heard about tithe. Then I realized that I gotta give tithe, full tithe, to obey the word of God. And I decided to give in the full tithe and thanks offering and construction offering. I wrote, 'Please give me a blessing to get a job.' And on the envelope of thanks offering, I wrote down that, you know, it will be accomplished just according to my, you know, confession. Then I came to have self-confidence, and I gave, you know, Friday all-night service. Soon, I applied to Home Plus, and I became one of 40 out of, you know, 3,000. It was almost impossible. Glory to God. So he was one of, you know, 40 people who get a job out of, you know, 3,000 people. It was almost impossible, but as I believed in Father God and depended on Him and gave, you know, full tithe, I got the answer. Through this answer, I realized once again the importance of, you know, full tithe and, you know, keeping the Sabbath day holy. I realized that, you know, tithe is really important. I give this testimony to share my idea with many people. I hope that, you know, my testimony will give idea to many people so that, you know, they would give full tithe and, you know, keep their Sabbath day holy. I give all thanks and glory to God of the Shepherd. Thank you. The company was getting only 40 people, and more than 3,000 people applied, and he became one of 40. He was the youngest one. He didn't go to the best college. He was not, you know, he didn't have, you know, very special talent. However, he got that job. Now we know that he was the chosen one by our Father God as among men. But Father God is behind him, and our shepherd is behind him. You know, he repented, and he just obeyed the word of God, and he received the answer. So I realized that, you know, Father God gave me the proper example. He got already a name card. So I got a picture of the name card. His name was on then in the name card with the name of the company. He will graduate next year, and then right after the graduation, he will work for the company. Malachi 3 verses 8 and 9 says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings? You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you." It applies to your family or your business. If you don't give full tithe, it is stealing something that belongs to God. It is robbing God. So ask yourself and examine yourself. If you don't give full tithe, it is a way, it is a shortcut to destruction. So you gotta give, complete repentance. Since, because of time given, we'll conclude this message now. So far, there are other examples of acting against the will of God. However, the law of God is not to punish us. It is to save us from the curse of death. So, you gotta examine yourself. And if there was anything that was against the will of God, then you gotta repent of it. If there is a wall of sin like this, you will face disasters or diseases. So you should always be careful not to commit such sin. You gotta obey the will of God. You gotta live in the truth of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." If you don't rejoice, if you don't pray, if you don't give thanks, it is also against the will of God. Don't think of it trivial, but remember us. Remember them in your heart. And you should never disobey the will of God and the word of God. Keep it. And I hope that it can become your faith. I hope that you can find life in the word of God and receive blessing from Father God and solve all your problems in your life. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents, restore their ruptured and broken bones, restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen.